I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. So one of the things I didn't get to the past few days, actually yesterday, is I wanted to kind of point out that with all the doomsaying predictions we talked about with the eclipse, it has to be said that the idea of something happening, something big's about to go down, something happened, that is in the eyes of the beholder, okay? And the reason why I say that is because, you know, I don't know if you heard the story about the woman that said God told her to start shooting people during the eclipse and she went out and did it. I mean, that's something that, you know, really got my mind going, wow, you know, it's weird. Pediatrician fell out of his trailer, died. So far, nothing really big. It affects everybody worldwide. We had the earthquakes. We had all the other stuff prior to the eclipse. Now they're saying we need to wait a few days after to see if anything else transpires. Maybe not. Maybe it'll be quiet. Who knows? But we did reveal the chemtrail spraying during the eclipse and how they were trying to dim the sun and how they were going to continually try to dim the sun. So, I mean, we can all joke about the person who thinks that the world is going to end. And we can assume that people who talk about symbolism and conspiracy are ripping their hair out right now with bouts of apocalyptic paranoia. It's not true. I mean, we observe these things. It's about mythology. Okay. It's about how mythologies scared people in the past, about events like eclipses. It's all based on histories of people that lived before you. And this is how they coped with this type of dispensational thought. But see, here's the thing. What's really sad is that yesterday, Jesus could have come back, okay? And the mainstream news would still be arguing over how Joe Biden and Donald Trump, what they're doing in the polls, who's better. That's the problem we have right now. So many people tell me, well, that eclipse was a distraction. A distraction from what? It's still the same old with these people on the mainstream news. We've been so easily lulled into the sense of ennui. And when, yes, things are happening. I mean, they may not be black swans or earthquakes, mass death, but they are certainly worthy of discussing because predicting the future is fraught with risk. But the greater risk is in failing to plan for your destiny. The worst part is not seeing certain things that may indicate how the path will go. Like I said, it's very shaky, very, very difficult to look at potential. And like I say, the oracle that I use is history most of the time. And as a nation here in the United States, we have a choice, okay? And that choice is to drift into our future or to actively shape our future. I think a lot of people, I think they choose to drift. I know that many of you don't choose to drift. You are very active, okay? You want to know what's going on. You want to get all the information you can. There are a lot of people, though, they've given up. And a lot of people don't care. They're just riding it out. But I feel we must be aware of potential problems we may face because on this planet, we're always open for incompetence, right? Something can always go wrong. If it'll go wrong, it will, right? Is that Murphy's Law? I mean, there's always room for mistakes. But mistakes, well, depends on who makes them, right? Because mistakes can be deadly because they can push us closer to extinction, as we pointed out last night with Dane Wigington and the idea of tinkering with the sun. But here's another thing that I've been hearing on the periphery. And then I've been hearing this in the periphery. It mentions, well, an increase in minimum wage in some parts of the country, mainly California, right? California, fast food workers cooking Big Macs and whipping up Frappuccinos, they're going to be making $20 an hour minimum wage. And that, for many, that's a 25% raise. It's huge for a lot of people. The new state minimum in California is focusing on a particular segment of workers, fast food, offering some of the country's biggest chains, including McDonald's, Starbucks, Subway, and Pizza Hut. And it's a win for cooks. It's a win for cashiers. It's a win for all fast food workers. Some of them are, some of those jobs are the lowest paid jobs in the United States right now. And California is one of the country's most expensive states to live in. About 500,000 people are estimated to work in fast food, mostly women, immigrants, people of color, and many live below the poverty line. But these pay raises, this dramatic 25% pay raise, has touched off a heated debate about the impact on local businesses. Smaller franchise restaurant owners warn that they'll have to raise their prices. Some of them have to reduce their workers' hours, cut jobs, close down, or here's the big one, bring in cheaper and effective automated services, robots, computers, kiosks. No humans, just robots. Robot arms flipping burgers, kiosks with, you know, animated voices or AI voices speaking to people, ordering their Big Macs, and that's how it is. And so, I mean, you get the idea, right? I mean, the idea is that workers can be replaced by one-armed robots flipping these Big Macs. Sounds good for fast food business owners. They don't complain. They don't call in sick. They don't demand higher pay. So you can order fast food from kiosks and robots in the future. Ronald McDonald will soon have the personality of a Terminator. Maybe call it the Burgernator or something stupid like that. But that's a fulfillment, I believe, of what was speculated about many years ago. And I remember a very difficult show that I did. I call it difficult because I think people were just completely, I think they were getting a future shock, because I was telling them that, hey, in the future, and I didn't give a dateline or a timetable. I just, in the future, we may be looking at losing our jobs and being paid what I called at the time a floor wage, but now they've called it a universal basic income. And the idea has been around for many years, many decades, but now it seems we're edging closer to that, because if they shut down many jobs and replace you with a robot, you'll have nothing to do. So they have to pay you something. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.